Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sandor Katz's Fermentation Journeys explores the living world of fermented foods through the lens of travel, tradition, and hands-on practice. Known for helping ignite modern interest in home fermentation, Sandor Alex Katz presents fermentation as both a practical kitchen skill and a cultural language spoken in every region of the world. The book brings together recipes, methods, and context that help readers understand not only how to ferment, but why people have relied on fermentation for preservation, flavor, nutrition, and community. Rather than treating fermentation as a rigid science project, Katz emphasizes observation, adaptability, and learning from the behavior of microbes in real time. Readers encounter a wide range of ferments, from vegetables and grains to dairy, beverages, and condiments, alongside stories that connect techniques to the communities that shape them. The result is an inviting guide for curious cooks who want to build confidence, expand their repertoire, and approach fermentation with respect for both safety and creativity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fermentation as a global food tradition. A central theme is that fermentation is not a niche trend, but a universal human strategy that arose wherever people needed to preserve harvests and transform raw ingredients into more stable, flavorful foods. Katz frames fermentation as a cultural practice shaped by geography, climate, local crops, and everyday necessity. Instead of presenting a single canonical method, he highlights how similar goals produce different solutions across regions, such as souring, salting, drying, and controlled aging. This perspective helps readers see ferments as living artifacts of history, migration, trade, and adaptation. It also clarifies why there can be many valid ways to make something as simple as fermented vegetables. Different salt levels, cuts, vessels, and seasonings reflect local preferences and available resources. For the home fermenter, this global approach reduces anxiety about doing it the one correct way and replaces it with a toolkit mindset. Understanding fermentation as tradition also encourages ethical curiosity, learning origins, acknowledging communities, and appreciating how everyday foods carry identity. The takeaway is that experimenting at home becomes richer when you recognize each jar as part of a long, shared human story. Secondly, core techniques and how to build fermentation intuition. Beyond recipes, the book emphasizes transferable technique. Readers are guided to focus on fundamentals such as managing salt, oxygen exposure, time, temperature, and cleanliness, while allowing for variability. Katz often advocates learning through sensory cues, smell, taste, bubbling activity, texture changes, and surface growths that signal what is happening in the vessel. This approach builds intuition, which is crucial because fermentation is inherently dynamic and depends on local microbial ecosystems. Practical technique includes choosing appropriate containers, keeping fermenting foods submerged when needed, and understanding when a ferment is progressing normally versus when it may be compromised. The emphasis is on risk awareness without fear, encouraging people to start small, keep notes, and iterate. This topic also covers the idea of using starter cultures versus relying on wild fermentation, helping readers grasp when a starter provides consistency and when spontaneous fermentation can express place and season. By learning principles rather than memorizing steps, readers can confidently troubleshoot and also adapt methods to different ingredients. The end result is a more resilient skill set that supports both safe outcomes and creative exploration. Thirdly, vegetable ferments and the art of transforming produce. Vegetables are an accessible entry point, and the book treats them as a canvas for flavor, texture, and preservation. Katz highlights how simple combinations of produce, salt, and thyme can yield complex results, turning everyday ingredients into vibrant condiments, sides, and meal components. The discussion clarifies why lactic acid fermentation is so effective for vegetables. Salting selects for beneficial microbes that acidify the environment, creating tang and stability. Readers learn to think in categories, such as brined pickles, dry salted kraut-style ferments, relishes, and spicy pastes, each with its own practical considerations. Attention is given to cut size, which influences fermentation speed and crunch, and to seasonality, because sugar content and water levels affect outcomes. Vegetables are also presented as a route to reduce food waste by capturing abundance during peak harvest and extending it for months. The creative side is emphasized through seasoning choices, blending regional spice profiles, and using fermented vegetables as ingredients in soups, sandwiches, grains, and salads. This topic helps readers move from making a single jar to building a fermenting habit that supports everyday cooking and a more resilient pantry. Fourthly, fermented drinks, dairy, and other living staples, fermentation extends well beyond vegetables, and the book broadens the reader's view with beverages, dairy ferments, and other staple transformations. Katz explores how fermentation can create effervescence, acidity, and complexity in drinks, offering alternatives to heavily processed sodas and enabling home-crafted refreshers that can be tuned for sweetness, strength, and time. In dairy and dairy-adjacent ferments, the focus often shifts to texture and tang, demonstrating how microbial activity can thicken, preserve, and deepen flavor. Readers are encouraged to understand the role of temperature and culture selection, especially when working with milk, where consistency and food safety practices matter. This topic also highlights how many cultures developed fermented drinks and dairy foods as everyday nourishment, not specialty items. For modern readers, these ferments provide variety for the gut and the table, while also offering opportunities to reduce reliance on packaged products. Katz's broader message is that once you grasp the logic of microbial transformation, you can apply it to many staples, creating a kitchen ecosystem where homemade ferments become normal components of meals, snacks, and hospitality. Lastly, community knowledge, experimentation, and responsible practice, Katz places fermentation within a social and ethical frame, emphasizing shared knowledge, learning from elders, and exchanging cultures and techniques. This topic encourages readers to treat fermentation as participatory rather than purely instructional. You can follow a recipe, but you also benefit from talking to people, observing regional methods, and learning how traditions evolve. The book supports experimentation, adjusting salt, mixing ingredients, fermenting in different seasons, and making small batches to discover personal preferences. At the same time, it promotes responsibility by encouraging readers to understand basic safety signals and to respect the living nature of ferments. Rather than rigid rule lists, the emphasis is on informed awareness, knowing what normal fermentation looks like, how to prevent common issues, and how to make choices that fit your comfort level. This is also where the book connects fermentation to self-reliance and empowerment, showing how simple household skills can rebuild relationships with food systems. The message is that fermentation is both craft and conversation, and that the best results come when curiosity is paired with careful attention, humility, and willingness to learn over time. In conclusion, this book suits home cooks who want deeper confidence with fermentation, adventurous eaters seeking new flavors, gardeners looking to preserve harvests, and anyone drawn to food traditions from around the world. It can benefit daily life by turning fermentation from an occasional project into a practical routine, building a more flavorful pantry, reducing food waste, and adding bright, complex elements that make simple meals more satisfying. The emphasis on principles also helps readers develop problem-solving skills, so they can adapt techniques to whatever ingredients and seasons they have, rather than depending on specialty kits or perfect conditions. Compared with many fermentation books that focus narrowly on a single category, this one stands out for its broad cultural lens and its encouragement of adaptable, experience-based learning. It does not treat fermentation as a fussy laboratory exercise, but as a living kitchen craft with room for personal taste and local variation. That combination of recipes, techniques, and tradition makes it worth buying for readers who want both practical guidance and a richer understanding of why fermentation matters and how it connects home kitchens to global food heritage. If you would like to support Sandor Alex Katz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.